Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, I can't handle it. Yes, this is a sports show, but this is a sports show at a very, very interesting time in our existence, right? I will remember this particular time for the rest of my life. I will remember this particular time for the rest of my broadcasting career. There's no doubt about it. But we have a texter here on the text line, 71307, and this was a part of Rob Brown's show. And I just can't handle this. And I wasn't able to listen to Rob's show today, so I'm not sure if Rob even addressed this text. You guys know my policy. If you text the show, I'm going to get to your text on the air, right? I don't know if Rob attacked this text. I don't know if Rob got to this text. You guys would have to tell me. But the texter said 20,519 have died from the coronavirus with 7.8 billion still living. Can you already tell this is going in a not very smart direction? Meaning 0.000003 are dying. Is that catastrophic? The texter says. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, does anybody have any Tylenol or ibuprofen to help me out with this? It's unbelievable to me that we're still having to answer questions like this. He continues, alas, more have died from the flu just in America, over 22,000, than have died from coronavirus worldwide. 20,000, which one is the real killer? Timothy, the headache's getting worse. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Folks, it's I know this area is an area with educated, smart people. I know that to be 100% true. That is a very uneducated take. That is a very uneducated opinion, and all one must do to get to the bottom of that foolish take is to do some research and to do some reading. But since this particular texter, whose number I can see on the screen, but I'm not allowed to reveal, since he is practicing ignorance, I will provide him with the facts. The death rate, mortality rate of the flu is 1 in 1,000. The mortality rate worldwide of the coronavirus is 1 in 25. What part of that do you not understand? What part of that is hard to grasp, hard to understand? The mortality rate in this country has grown from 1.2% to 1.4%, and that is because initially we were just reporting cases. Now, unfortunately, we're getting a lot of the results of those cases. Most recently, Carl Anthony Towns had to, he shared with us last night what his mom is going through. The star center of the Minnesota Timberwolves, his mom is in a medically induced coma with coronavirus right now. Folks, if you don't put on the brakes on this and you don't practice the measures that we're doing, and I think Governor McMaster has been about, in terms of the aggressiveness of what he's done, has been about, you know, midway among all the governors in the country. You know, like, he's telling you, stay home. You know, there's a curfew now in Greenville. You can't be in downtown Greenville between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Yeah, have they ever done that for the flu? You know, and this is not a political party thing. This is not a Republicans or Democrats thing. You know, that South Carolina is run by Republicans. You've got Republicans shutting it down, right? And they're shutting it down because they should shut it down. Because our hospitals, if you haven't opened your eyes, are about to be overrun. We have 160,000 ventilators. We need 960,000. Okay, where are those 800,000 going to come from? People keep talking about the mortality rates. If we don't acquire more ventilators real fast, the mortality rate is going to jump through the roof. And, you know, unless we act very, very quickly and very strictly, you know, there's a chance that other countries may be mocking the American effort. And that's why it's so important that we heed this advice. And that is why I have so little patience for the ignorance that is this particular texter on the text line. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. I don't have any patience for this. You know, we've got to be smarter. We've got to heed social distancing guidelines. We have to make the sacrifice now to stay inside, to stay home unless absolutely necessary. Folks, I want us to be here. I want to be here with you. You know, as we're sitting here today, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if you're going to make it. It's a scary time. 4% fatality rate worldwide. You know, and 20% of all of those hospitalized right now are under the age of 44. So realize this is not an old person's disease. Realize that young people are getting this, that young people are dying. Two Georgia healthcare workers in their 40s died from this last week. They picked it up from patients. You know, so look, are we going to have some fun on the show today? Yeah. Is this a different tone than the Rob Brown show takes? Probably. But sometimes I've got to lead you to the light if you can't see the light yourself. Get Jiminy Christmas, man. I can't even believe we're still hearing this garbage about the flu. 22,000 die from the flu. This ain't the freaking flu. 1 in 1,000 versus 1 in 25. Take the corn cobs out of your ears. Wake up and smell the coffee. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable that we keep getting stuff like this. All right. Absolutely loaded. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. We are wide open. I, of course, am live on location from my apartment. I've got my windows open. I'm broadcasting to an apartment complex of about 600 to 700 people, and I have a hard time believing that anybody home right now can't hear exactly what I'm doing, can't hear exactly what I'm saying. I scream this show from the top of a mountain between now and 7 p.m. this afternoon. How many noise ordinance violations will we get? We will see. How many complaints will we get? We will see.
I say over. What do you think?
How much fun will we have, Tim? Tons. Tons of fun.
I'm ready to roll.
Between now and 7 p.m. today. All right. Coming up next on the show. Why is there no market available for one Cam Newton in the National Football League? This is Mark Ryan knocking some sense into you here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, broadcasting live from location from my apartment, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get an amen? This is incredible. Waking up people, earning new fans. We've seen people doing their exercise right outside. So like my place overlooks like a loop that people exercise around. People are looking up. What is this guy talking about? What is this guy saying? All you're doing is you're listening to the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina, as awarded by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. It is fantastic to have you with us today. So much to get to on the show today. We have a texter that says, Mark, are you taking temperatures of all who enter your apartment? Sir, nobody's entering my apartment. Otherwise, that would defeat the purpose of being in your apartment, right? You do the show from your apartment. As is now the case in Charlotte, in Atlanta, in Houston, for our radio and media colleagues in that area, you do the show in your apartment so that you can be safe, so that you can help stop the spread of this. Now, the next text, and this is disappointing to me because I know this person, he's a friend of mine, when he texts, and I can see the phone number, so when you get to know people in this area, you know, you realize, you know, certain numbers, you recognize certain numbers. This guy's smarter than this. And I'm not going to say your name, sir, but you're smarter than this. He says, Carl Anthony Towns' mom is 81 with COPD. If she got the flu, she'd be in trouble. All these athletes have it. Why haven't any said they've had a problem? What is the factor by which we aren't testing? Three times or more for who has tested positive and who hasn't been tested. Divide the 800 deaths by that factor. The low end of that Imperial study was over 1 million deaths, no matter what actions we took. When it's 35,000 or so, same as crash deaths, we accept at keeping things moving. Will the people who stoked the fear come back and tell the people that lost their jobs that you overreacted? Folks, I can't believe that there are smart people still saying things like that. I can't believe it. Like, I'm beside myself that, you know, and I was just talking to somebody close to me last night about this. I said, there's actually otherwise really smart people saying things like this, and it's mind-boggling to me. And they're saying it because they can't see what the apocalypse looks like. They can't see, and it's amazing then that they believe in God, right? Because you can't see God. You can't see what God looks like. But your faith is believing in something you can't see. You have to have faith in the Dr. Fauci's and the medical experts of the world. You don't want to see what this looks like if you do nothing. You don't want to see what it looks like. If we throw everybody back into society, if we throw everyone back into the economy, if we throw the basketball back out on the court right now, you don't want to see what that looks like, man, because we've seen the projections. How does 2.2 million deaths sound to you? Okay? All because we need to have our opening day? All because we need to have our March Madness? Folks, it's about being smart. It's about being smart. You know, like, come on. You know, it's unbelievable to me. I had to have this debate with Lonzo on air a couple weeks ago. Lonzo was poo-pooing this. Tim has seemed to be a lot more heady about what's going on, which I appreciate. I understand that the debate with Lonzo's opinion. You know, look, about half of our listeners resonate with my take my takes on things, my takes on life. About half of our listeners resonate with Lonzo's takes on things, Lonzo's takes on life. That's what makes us an interesting show, right? We're kind of the radio odd couple. We come together, we do a good show, and that's why the show continues, right? But to be able to say, you know, and I just had a smart texter, a smart guy that I know in this area, I know him personally, said I'm overreacting to this, right? Folks, you know, like, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, it's 24/7, 365 on Fox News right now. It's 24/7, 365 on MSNBC right now. It's 24/7, 365 on CNN, CBS, ABC. And it's because if we don't get the medical equipment and we don't take the proper precautions, you're not going to have a college football season. This is going to be the worst thing we've ever seen if we don't take the proper precautions now. And you guys got to understand that, man. You know, there will be no economy if our hospitals are overrun and we have no healthcare system and the mortality rate's going through the roof because we don't have the supplies and we've got too many sick people. You know, we are right now practicing social distancing in part because we don't have the supplies we need to care for this. And so, you know, it's so critically important that everybody acknowledge, everybody realize this, and everybody behave responsibly. You know, and I understand there's people out of jobs. I understand that there's, you know, people who run local businesses that want their local businesses up and running. I get that. I appreciate that more than anybody. Okay? You want to talk about personally, my personal finances about this? My personal finances, I estimate, are going down by 50% as a result of this. Okay? So I have a base salary, and then I earn through live shows and endorsements and appearances and remotes and things of that nature, I've got none of that coming in right now. And I still feel like I'm blessed and I'm fortunate and I get to do what I love. And I'm very appreciative of this. I am. But we've got to be smart. You know, we've got to be smart. Give the science to the scientists. I don't believe half of what you say about sports, and I believe nothing about what you say about science. Well, Malkop, what I'm sharing with you are the facts from the scientists. This is not Mark Ryan inventing statistics, okay? 4 out of 5 people who have this don't know they have it. What part of that do you not understand? Can you then grasp how dangerous this is, right? If 4 out of 5 people who have it don't know that they have it, how do you not see how dangerous this could be? The safest form of behavior for all of us is for all of us to act as though we already do have it and behave accordingly. Okay? Now, we don't want to do what China did. We don't want to do that in this country because we have a high quality of life and so on and so forth, and we can't be inconvenienced. But China took serious measures, and they're a lot better off now. Okay? And so I'm not saying we need to follow that route, okay? I'm in no way, shape, or form. I'm not saying that at all. But I will say to you that we have to take these precautions seriously. When your leaders are saying, stay home, stay home. When your leaders are saying you can't open your business, it's because you don't want to spread the virus in an era where we don't have the medical equipment to treat people. All right? So there you go. I mean, it is what it is. You're looking for something to talk about. This is Malkop again. Why don't you dig into the adverse effects of not playing a national championship? Malkop, this is the first I've heard from you for 3 days. I would imagine that at least 50% of the show the last 3 days was going into the adverse effects of not playing a national championship. At least half the show in the last 3 days. Okay, so the reality is, folks, sometimes we have to have an open dialogue. I'm a firm believer that unless people get uncomfortable, that progress sometimes is difficult to attain. So I understand that you may not like some of the things that I've said, and I understand that I may not like some of the things that you said, but through discourse and through discussion and through talking about it, I mean, we make progress together, okay? And because I have always used this platform – for the greater good of society, today I use this platform to protect you, to attempt as best as I can to protect you, so that we all can resume our normal lives as soon as possible. Okay? Some of you guys are smarter than this. Some of you guys are just so much smarter than what I'm hearing right now. All right? And it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Stop fighting this. Listen to your leaders. Okay? They know what they're talking about. Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't matter. You know, Republican leaders in South Carolina are shutting everything down. There's a reason they're doing that. All right? All right? There's a reason you're doing that. Coming up next on the show, is it okay with you? Is it okay with you if we flip the script now? Because it's important to talk about the news of the day. I got it. But at the same time, and, you know, I've been talking to everybody in the building about this. Like, how do you blend how much of the real world events going on that you talk about? How do you blend that with wanting to provide an escape for you and wanting to provide an escape for me? Like, I need an escape from this as well, man. I can't have this on my brain 24 hours a day. You know, like, the few hours that we have every day, and I don't know if you guys are like me with this, but probably 2 or 3 hours a day, I forget that it's going on, not including sleep time, right? But 2 or 3 hours a day, I'm able to distance myself, I'm able to separate myself, and that's so absolutely critical for all of us right now. You know, we've got to be able to shut our brains off for a few minutes, go to B-land for a few minutes. That doesn't mean we avoid the topic. That doesn't mean we ignore the fact that it's out there, but it's just a necessary escape for all of us. So let us be not only a voice for you, a platform for you to express your opinions, a platform for you to join in on the discussion, whether you agree or disagree with me. And interestingly, what I've learned over the 14 months that I've done this, when people disagree, they want to text. When people agree, they want to call. But you can disagree via call. You know, you can agree via text. All of the above is allowed and acceptable. You know, we call ourselves offsides because we're the show that gives you both sides. And we will continue to roll forward with that mantra. You know, if only my opinion was allowed, we couldn't do what we do. Your thoughts, your opinions, your feelings are welcome. You know, this isn't one guy high and mighty preaching down, talking down upon people. That's not who we are. That's not what we do. Your voices are welcome here. Whether you agree, disagree vehemently, whether you want to come at me, that's fine. It's all fine. That's why we're offsides on ESPN Upstate. Coming up next, the market for Cam. This is Offsides.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All this slows down, somebody will go check him out, and then they decide to make a move. Maybe Bill Belichick, this is the plan that he's got, because there really aren't many options that I can think of that would be close to better than kicking the tires on Cam Newton. But this, I mean, we're not just talking about a former MVP. We're talking about one of the best players of the last decade. His team was very successful for the decade that they wound up having him after. Remember, they were 1-15 the year before. he got there. The idea that he would just kind of be out here, but somebody would give up an asset to get Nick Foles at the price you got to get Nick Foles at, that's bananas to me.
Can you explain to us if the Carolina Panthers sort of betrayed Cam Newton? Do you feel like the way that they used him, it feels like the only reason he's really being questioned now is because his body hasn't held up. The idea that he's 30 or about to be 31 years old and feels spent, I just don't understand how that happens.
Well, that's what happens when you take 150 carries a year. Like, he's had a running back's workload. I've been saying for years, so my thing with Cam was like, you know, if you use your quarterback like a running back, he's going to have the career arc of a running back, and that's what seemed to happen. What I still don't have a great handle on with Cam, though, is that if he is not the centerpiece of your running game, then how good of a quarterback is he, right? Like, if you don't have the threat of him running between the tackles, like, what quarterback is it that you have? And I guess maybe other people have that question, but that's the way that he wants to play also, right? Like, that is what made him so dynamic and effective, is that he is the greatest short yardage option of all time and all these things that came with it. So did they betray him? It's a tough call, because the things that, you know, are shortening his career are also the things that made his career so interesting. The thing that I find to be ironic about this is, we remember how it is that Jerry Richardson wound up leaving that job and all the things that we've heard and that we've read about Jerry Richardson. Jerry Richardson wouldn't have done this. He'd have kept Cam around. No way. There's no way that this would have gone that way if Jerome was still in charge.
Bristol, would you be kind enough, please, to play the sound from NFL Live, Matt Hasselbeck talking, questioning Cam Newton's leadership?
So much of what happens for a franchise quarterback is how you handle the bad times. Just a couple days ago, the Carolina Panthers put out a statement. We have given Cam Newton permission to seek a trade, meaning we're moving on, we're turning the page. Instead of seeking a trade, what does he do immediately? He pops off on Instagram with this like cryptic hieroglyphics, like a font. Hey, you know, twisting my words. That is not the behavior that you're looking for out of a franchise quarterback. You're looking for poise. You're looking for leadership. Look at how Tom Brady has handled the situation.
Look how Cam Newton's handled the situation.
It doesn't leave you with a good feeling. It doesn't make you feel like, oh yeah, I'm going to stand up in the boardroom for this guy. Bring him in here, and all our problems are going to go away.
Morning.
That is so ridiculous. Like, that's the only way that I can look at that as I hear it. It would be one thing if he was talking about somebody that was 22 years old and that you didn't have any, like, track record or history with. The dude's been in the league for 10 years. The dude's won an MVP. And by the way, the last time we saw the dude play healthy was the first half of the 2018 season, when he was playing like an MVP candidate, right? Like, you hear people talk about he lost his last 8 starts. What happened in the ones before that? He was Cam Newton still at that point in a new offense, throwing the ball more than he had, throwing the ball short more than he had. I think he had a completion percentage of something in the high 60s or something like that. So this idea, well, you know, that guy doesn't look like a leader. We got receipts. Why don't you go ask people about what kind of leader he is? You can go read stories that people have written in the time that he has left. Look at the work he's done with charity and everything else. And the thing that's horrible for a dude like Cam is, all that time you spend in the league, all the stuff that you do, and people still sitting around waiting for one little thing to happen so they can go back and be like, see, this is what I thought in 2010, and still go back with that. Like, there's no way in the world that we could be at this point with one of the defining figures of the last decade of football, and you're like, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know if this guy who just found, you know, who had the team put out here that, he, you know, we give him permission for a trade, and Cam is like, yo, I want to be clear. I ain't asking for no trade. They're telling me I'm not coming back. And you think that makes him not look like a leader? Come on. Like, what, did Tom Brady look like a leader when he was doing all the passive-aggressive Instagram posts? Like, what's the difference?
So there you go. An exchange on Dan Le Batard's show earlier today, a lengthy exchange, admittedly, but I heard it today, was really intrigued by what was said, and I'd like to address it with some points of my own when Offsides continues right after this. Is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. Hump Day edition of the show. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Coming up at 4 p.m., Late Kick Josh. Josh Pate from 24/7 Sports, the national college football personality, joins the show with a prescription to elevate the South Carolina football program and a prescription to maintain the level of success for Clemson. Josh Pate, 4 p.m., coming your way. Looking forward to bringing that to you. So, you know, look, we heard Bomani Jones say in the last segment that he can't believe there isn't a market for Cam. There's a lot more to get to on this over the course of the show today, including a take on Nick Wright, where Nick Wright basically echoes what Bomani John says. He can't believe that. And Bomani says, was he betrayed? Was Cam Newton, in fact, betrayed by the Carolina Panthers? I think to a degree, but none of those people who gave him his opportunity are still there. You know, it's the same family in name only. You have the new owner, Richardson's out. The general manager has stayed the same, and that's really the only piece, but you have a new head coach who never really wanted Cam to begin with. And I fully respect the greatness of Cam Newton when he was in his heyday, when he was at his peak, but Bomani Jones says it, without a running game, how good is Cam? I want to share a couple of statistics with you here, all right? Because I think there's the cumulative wear and tear is something people don't talk enough about. Guess who leads the NFL history? In NFL history, guess who has the most rushing attempts among quarterbacks? You ready? I know what you're thinking. It's got to be Steve Young, maybe? John Elway? How about Randall Cunningham? How about Michael Vick? Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, or John Elway. Got to be one of those three, right? Cam Newton has more rushing attempts, 934, than anyone in NFL history, ladies and gentlemen. The cumulative wear and tear on that, averaging about 125 carries per game in his prime, you can't underestimate the effect that takes on you. And then his shoulder's breaking down. Why? He gets banged in the shoulder all day long, right? What is Cam Newton without his running game? That's a huge part of his game. Cam Newton exclusively as a pocket passer, you look at the accuracy over the course of his career, I'm not sure it's fully there. You know, so is Cam Newton as a pocket passer anything above a mediocre player in the National Football League? And, you know, we are being snowed right now by the potential, by the sexiness of Lamar Jackson, who flamed out in the playoffs this year. Lamar Jackson, remember, Cam Newton averaged 125 carries a game during the prime years per season, 125 carries per season during the prime years of his career. Lamar Jackson carried the ball 176 times last year. Lamar Jackson, 6'2", 212. Cam Newton, 6'5", 245. If Lamar Jackson breaks down, if Cam Newton breaks down, what the hell do you think's going to happen to Lamar Jackson? How long is Lamar Jackson going to last? Tim, I know that you had a quick take on this as well.
Yeah, I was just going to defend Cam real quick to Matt Hasselbeck's point. When he said Tom Brady handled this differently, it's like, well, the difference being that Tom Brady's an unrestricted free agent, and it's just so many difference. And he didn't exactly lead by example with all his Instagram and Twitter posts. So I didn't fully understand Matt Hasselbeck's take there, and I just thought it was wrong in so many ways.
Well, I don't agree with what Carolina did. I don't agree with Carolina trying to save face by saying we've allowed Cam Newton to seek a trade. No, you don't want him. You know, sometimes just level with people. Sometimes just be real, open, and honest. And the Carolina Panthers were not, and Cam Newton called them on it. And I hope of all the reasons not to sign Cam, I hope him clapping back at an organization that turned its back on him isn't one of them. All right, coming up next on the show, he is a national college football personality for 24/7 Sports. Josh Pate is his name. So what is the prescription to change the narrative for South Carolina Gamecocks football? That's coming your way next. This is Offsides on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.